serve meat dishes with rosti and salads. We want to project a warm atmosphere, so we're going to cater for skiers and family guests, so we're going to have quite a number. We also like to rent it out for events if anybody's interested. And also we're going to have low to medium range prices. So we would like to have a cover range of 50 covers and also a turnover of 1 to 1.5.
So what you see over here is a landscape view of the Utah. So this is Utah itself, where you can see the Sun Dome. And we have the portable toilets located here, portable kitchen over there, and the miscellaneous utilities located here. And these are the main roads over Macron's Montana. So to give you a better view, this is the interior of what Utah looks like. So basically, Utah, the yurt is able to seat 50 guests. So we have tables of two over here, tables of four, which can be made into tables of five too, and two tables of eight over here. And we have a small bar over here where people can have a drink. And we have two exit signs, exit over here. And we have a small reception over here where there's a telephone over here and a micro system over here, like to receive money and to bill the guests, and also to receive any call for reservations. And the portable kitchen will be directly connected to the yurt through passageway. And as you can see, there's a lot of miscellaneous kitchen equipment over there. And this is the pathway that the employees can enter from the sites. So as we move on to the right side, this is portable toilets that we rent from a company. So guests, basically, when they want to go to the toilets, they have to exit through this door. And we have a toilet for disabled people and a unisex toilet over here. So basically, this one is a generator that generates electricity for the year, and it's pumped. We decided to use a fuel power generator, which can generate 6,500 watts with 6.6 gallons of fuel per day. And the reason that we don't choose like diesel power, because in Switzerland, diesel is much more expensive than gasoline. And as you can see over here, this is the water tank that we outsource from a water company that sends to us. We approximately need 1,000 gallons per day for normal operations. And this is a water heater that heats up the water if we need water heater. And another alternative energy that we think of is a solar panel, which is located over here, and it's traps sun solar energy, and it's stored in within the platform of the yurt. And once it is mainly used to power mainly used to cater to like things and things that require less energy. So another important point about facilities management is that you have to consider about the movement of people and how the movement of people has a co-relationship with the items that you plan. So basically, for here, we fabrics of the highest quality to ensure that it is very durable and sustainable. And also, it has a heavy-duty polymer membrane, which is a fire retardant, impervious to rain, wind, snow, hail, and mold. And from here, you can see that it's actually the yurt itself is a very stable.
Every checklist helps assure that what is needed is in place. Okay, this is an example of all the equipment we are going to use for Utah. First, we start with the tables. We're going to buy the tables, and he already told you about which tables we're going to buy. But we're going to buy them because they need to fit properly into our yurt. And if you rent them, you might have problems with the distance, with the measurements and everything. And then move on to the cutlery, chinaware, and glassware. We're going to have, well, you see the amount there. For the turnover, we only need 125.